Welcome to the What's Awesome Podcast for all your anime needs. We do lists, guides, reviews, and anime-related topics. From time to time, we'll even bring on a guest or two. Kick up your feet and relax. And here's your host, Batman Live 2002.
A hentai? Where you and I are the protagonist? Oh, snap! I didn't know I was about to... get the star of my own hentai. Yeah, boy!
ポッドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。
Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, it's Batman Live 2002 and I'm back with another hentai of the week. And why did I scream that? Like, I don't need to... Sometimes I just feel like scream for no reason. Anyway, in this week's hentai of the week, I will be reviewing a hentai called... I'm gonna mess this up. It's actually not that hard to pronounce. I just suck. Ishoni Hshio. But the H is by itself. So how do you, like, Hshio? H, well, it don't matter. It Ishoni Hshio. It don't matter. I don't know what the English name is. I don't speak Japanese. Anyway, Ishoni Hshio is a 6-episode OVA, and it aired on December 20th of 2009 to December 9th, 2011. So it ran for some time. And the studio, I don't know who it is. Leicester, I don't know, because you know what? My anime list ain't got all the information, and I'm too lazy to use Google to do my own research. Get the fruit out of here, my anime list, for not making this easy for me. But anyway, let's get on with the synopsis. So we can get into the review now. Let me tell you something real quick. This is the most unique hentai I've ever seen. All right? The most unique. To the point where I'm going to make this a 6-part review. I am going to review all 6 episodes separately in their own episode. Because it's just so unique and it's freaking hot. Anyway, so here is the synopsis. Written right here on my anime list. And notice that they're addressing you. Your childhood friend has no place to spend the night. She asks if you... Oh my gosh, I can't read. She asks you if she could stay at your place. You obviously agree. She comes a little drunk. And upon seeing that you have no girlfriend and fap only to hentai, because there's tissues under the table... She decides to make you a man. I guess that's... Yeah, that's an okay synopsis. I mean, it sums up what the fruit happens there. But yes, that's the synopsis. Let's get into the review, baby.
Free hentai!
Hentai!
Alright, let's get into this review. So, like I've been saying, this is one of the most unique hentai I've ever seen. Because you is a point of view hentai. And maybe this is more common than I'm aware of. Because, you know, maybe this is something that's common. Where it's a point of view hentai. Where basically, you are the protagonist. The chick that you're gonna bang. is talking to you, the camera, and basically, like, she's talking to the camera like she's talking to you. It's like one of those point-of-view games you play on the computer. Anyway, let's get into this thing. It was hot, man. It's hot and bothered up in this mug. But yeah, I ain't got a problem with it. You know, I'm the protagonist. I put myself in this mug. So, you know, as we move forward, if I refer to me or I or you, the listener, you know, it's like, or we, like, we're getting laid, getting our dick sucked right now, you know, something like that, then, you know, that's what's happened to us, because that's just the presentation of the hentai, you know. We the one getting it all and popping up in this mug, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's get into this review. So as the synopsis promises, you know, it was spot on. You know, the drunk chick shows up at your door. She looking all fine, and you know, she wearing a nice little outfit with a big old bouncer. Titties up in here, and badunkadunk up in that trunk. You know what I'm saying? You know, she popping up out of that outfit like ain't nobody business. She do Bill Cosby proud up in this mug. Anyway, so she starts rubbing them big old titties on your chest, on our chest. Not your chest. She's rubbing it on our chest because it's point of view. It's kind of like Call of Duty, right? You can see your hands. You can see, like, if you look forward, you can see your chest, your legs. So it's kind of like that. You can, like, just imagine. Just, I want you to stand up or sit down. It doesn't matter. And look down. You can see your arms, you see your hand, you can see your chest, you can see your legs. That's the point of view. It's basically us looking out and seeing the big old titties up on our chest. And that is... that is just fine and dandy because them titties are, you know what I'm saying, you know, them titties, them knockers, the badonkadonks, badonkadonks, there ain't no badonkadonks. I got my body parts mixed up. It don't matter, man, them big old titties up on your chest like ain't nobody business. So anyway, so I'm not really, she's just talking. She's just saying a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't really care. I want to do shut the fruit up so that we get down to business to defeat these buns up in this mug. But, you know, it's like I let her talk because I already know where we going. All right. So what I liked about it, besides all the talking, is that, you know, every time she asks you a question, which I'm not paying attention to anything she's saying or reading it, you know, I'm just getting ready for what's about to be on the popping up in this mug. I liked how the camera would go, like, she would ask, like, are you hungry or something? And the camera would shake up and down, like you're saying, like, yes, yes, I'm hungry. Or side to side, like, no, I'm not hungry. So this is how, like, it allows you and I to transport ourselves into this character. It's like, oh, we're responding, even though we don't really have any input. It's not like it's a game. It's a freaking hentai. But anyway, so, you know, it's interactive. And you can... you know, transport yourself. And I will say that I've read a lot of comments on the website. What's this website called? Let me pull it up. H-Anime, which is where .TV, which is where I find a lot of hentai for these reviews I do. Let me move this out the way. Got some laundry up in this mug. I need to do some laundry. Anyway, and I was looking at the comments, and, like, so many people are like, man, this is the best hentai I've ever seen. I'm like, you know... I think they're saying that, like, it's hot, like, it's, you know, it's up there. It's up there with a lot of other hentai. But I think people, a lot of these people anyway, have this sentiment of it being, like, the best, you know, like, the best, air quotes. Because, like, they are there. It's almost like it's VR porn where you wear the headset and, like, the chick is doing all the crap to you. So it's kind of like that, you know, it's pretty awesome. So anyway, you know, she up in there, she rubbing her big old titties on you. So anyway, let's get on to the next thing. So she ends up in the bathroom, in your bathroom, our bathroom. And I don't know why, she was saying something, and then somehow she goes in the bathroom, and now she's wearing one of our dress shirts. And the buttons are open to show them big old titties. You know, so, you know, she out in these streets trying to tease. She out in the street, she know what she doing. You know what you're doing up in this mug. You know that when she put on that shirt, you know, the dress shirt, you know, the boyfriend shirt, when you wear the boyfriend shirt, you know, she got the buttons open so that she teasing the titties, but, you know, they ain't all the way out. And she know what she was doing. And she was drunk, too. So, you know, you got to take that in mind. You gotta keep that in mind. And I really wish I understood why she switched clothing. Like, I know most people don't care about this, but... you know, I pay attention to the small things. Now, why did she go into the bathroom? Like, what? I just need to go back and read the subtitles. Don't matter. Anyway, so she's now on our bed. She has the audacity to be on our bed and say, bet you never seen a woman up close in person. Look, get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. Coming into my house. Coming up in my house. Making fun of me. Talking about, I bet you never seen a woman up in close. Get the fruit out of here. You don't know what kind of woman I had up in there. You didn't know if I had a woman up in there 10 minutes before you showed up. Fruit out of here with that nonsense. Come up in here teasing me, trying to say I'm a virgin. You don't know how many women I be banging up in this room. And I'm going to take all this personally because it's me. I'm the character. So I'm going to take offense when she be poking fun at me. So get the fruit out of that voice crack, though. That voice crack. So anyway. So she turns on the TV. And boom, who comes on some hentai. So that implies that, you know, a boy was, or us, we were watching hentai. And we turned it off because, you know, we got knocked out the door. You know, I'm sure that we've all, you know, fine gentlemen of culture have been in a situation where, you know, somebody knock on the door, you got to clean up real quick and you turn off the computer monitor, turn off the speaker. And if they turn on that monitor, it's over. And because, you know, you got the hentai on in that mug. And then we pan down. We see a box of tissues and ball, and not just a box of tissues, but balled up tissue. Under the table, and we all know what our boy was doing in there, all right? And, you know, I just, you know, we gotta be clear here, because, you know, if it's your space, it's our space, right? So why the fruit that, I'm sorry, but this, she invaded his, our personal space, right? So they may have every right to beat his meat to the digipete all night long. Because this is his spot, right? All right, this, he was supposed to spend the night alone. So this man has every right to be in there beating his dick like a freaking, I can't think of an analogy, but it's beating his dick like a freaking chicken drum and a fat man eating chicken, I don't know. Anyway, I was trying to make an analogy with fat man in like a buffet or something. It really doesn't fit for this right here, but it don't matter. This man has every right to get beating his dick like a freaking drum, all right? Just saying. She had no right to poke fun, because that's what she about to do. Just saying. Super saying. Hey, you saw what I did there. Anyway, and she's like, oh, I see I disturbed you in the middle of something. Get the fruit out of here. Of course you did. You come to my house drunk? You going to wear my clothes? You going to poke fun at me, say, I bet you never seen a woman up close. Get the fruit out of here. You don't know how many women I seen. How many women I been with. Fruit out of here with that nonsense. Like I said, I'm gonna take personal offense to this mug because it's supposed to be me. So everything she does, I'm gonna take it personally. So anyway, my man, or you, us, we, turn off the hentai. And then she starts grinding on his meat to the beat. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, all of her transgressions are forgiven because now we're getting hot and heavy, all right? We getting hot and heavy. Now she grinding. She, you know, she's still wearing her panties and he's still wearing his pants or whatever he wearing. And though she dry humping this mug. And, you know, this is actually one of the hotter scenes. One of the hotter scenes, hentai scenes I've ever seen in my life. Now, you know the hentai I've watched thus far, for the most part. But this is like, this ranks up there. It's like, oh my gosh, they're not even getting it on popping yet. But this is hot. This is hot and butter right here. So, you know, I was happy with that. But then we get to the next scene. She won't shut the fruit up, man. She keep talking. And then it's like, just shut up. And just stroke this meat. Stroke this man's meat. Stroke my meat. Stroke your meat. Stroke somebody's meat. All right. And you know, she's just stroking it ever so delicately. But she won't shut up. She keep talking. And I guess that's just part of the interaction, right? Like, it's just, like, it's like, if you see that one of those little story games or whatever, hentai games on the PC, where they, you know, constantly talking to you. So it makes sense. But, you know, with me, I'm a man of action, all right? And when I'm getting action, you need to shut the fruit up and let it happen. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, so she's stroking this man, you know, ever so gently. And it's not as quite as hot as the hottest scene ever. which was the previous scene of dry humping and whatnot. But you know, it's this hentai is of its own caliber. All right, it's fantastico. So yeah. Anyway, I just really what I wanted to do is a shut up so we get down to business to clap these buns up in this mug. So anyway, and we getting like this laid back jazz music, the kind of like the kind of jazz you hear Starbucks. If there was like a star, like if there was an orgy behind the Starbucks counter, you know, then we would get this kind of jazz up in this mug. You know, it's kind of like 80s porn music. But, you know, I was feeling it. I was grooving with it. The choice of music was fantastical. You know, it elevated this entire to another level. Anywho, I ain't breaking down the soundtrack in this mug. So anyway, off goes the bra. Was she wearing a bra? She was wearing a shirt. I don't remember. I wrote down that she took off the bra, so I assume she was wearing the bra. And then big old beautiful titties come out. And this girl starts going to work. All right? She sticks that sausage between her rack and goes to town. All right? She sticks that thing. And, man, this man getting the... Ooh, man, he making love to them big old titties. But then she starts moaning like she's being freaking raped up in this mug. You know how them Japanese girls just sound like they're just being just molested, man. It's like, you the one that initiated this mug. He ain't sticking in nowhere. Why you sound like he's like taking you up the crack or something? You know what I'm saying? Anyway. And so, you know, she takes the lead and she start, you know, this man's that making love to them titties. And she's really making love to her titties with his King Kong ding-along up in this mug. And we decide, you know what, we're gonna take over. You know, like she sound like she just being just destroyed right now. We haven't even been close to getting started. So, you know, we take over. We, my dear listener, take over. We start pinching them nibbles and controlling the speed in which we are screwing them big old titties. You know what I'm saying? So next thing we know, he has his girl pinned down, all right? Yeah, pinned down. And he's standing over. And now he really going to town on them titties, all right? What do they call it, pazzery or pazzery, whatever, when you, you know, screwing the titties with your King Kong thing along. And you know, as he's doing this, and then, now he's standing over, and she laying down. Now he throw that mug, that King Kong thing along, in the mouth. And he starts making sweet, sweet love to her mouth. And I gotta say, this hentai is hot! And is about to go on the overdrive up at this mug. So we cut to the next scene. You know, we go on scene to scene. Every time there's a scene cut, we get a new position. Pole position. You know what I'm saying? And now she's on top and taking that meat deep in her mouth. And gotta say, that mug is hot and bothered. All right, so, you know, she's taking that meat. And she doing what she gotta do for invading our personal space, wearing our clothes, talking down to us, saying we never seen a woman. Get the fruit. You know, I'm not gonna let her forget this. That's gonna keep coming up throughout the entirety of this podcast. How you gonna come into my house and tell me that I never been with a woman, never seen a woman up close? Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. You don't know what kind of action I'm getting on the side. I know these are supposed to be childhood friends, but dang. I ain't gonna share all the action I'm getting with my childhood friend. Fruit out of there with that nonsense. So then he goes and shoots that skeet in her mouth, and hey! You know what? She looks pleased with the outcome. He's out the outcome, you know, just because he just skeeted. Anyway! So off come them panties, and woo boy! Man, this hentai. I had to pause it because, you know, I was getting hot and bothered up in this mug. And, oh, Lord, you know, the panties came off, and so did the kid glove, so to speak. Because now she's about to throw it in the heart, in the overdrive, all right? So we cut to another scene. And he got her, you know, with her head down and booty up. He got the head down, booty up position. and starts going to town on that vajayjay like nobody business up in here. He starts looking at that thing like a fat man at an ice cream shop. Man, he starts looking at that thing like a freaking, like a lick-a-ton performing lick attack. He looking at that thing like a blind man who can't see vajayjay, and now he looking at it for the first time. He looking at that thing like Bill Cosby looking at a pudding cup, man. He out here, he looking at that thing like he know what he doing. All right, this man, he looking at this thing like he know exactly what he doing up in his mug. And maybe he is getting action on the side, because this man, whoo, he going to work. Now, I say this man, I mean us, you, me. We going to work on this vajayjay, you know what I'm saying? Bill Cosby will be proud up in this mug. Man, this hentai, man, most unique, most hot hentai, And she's like, oh, man, it's downy, dirty down there. Stop it. And I'm thinking, you know, me, the real person, not the hentai man in there. I'm like, man, that's kind of nasty, because, you know, if you ever went down a girl and, you know, it's not clean, you know, this kind of gross. It's going to be some kind of a bacteria or something. But, you know, I didn't want to ruin the fantasy, so I'm like, keep going up in this mug. So anyway, so he points that, how to phrase this. So this man, next scene. All right. So anyway, he puts that mug in. He puts it in. He getting it in, you know what I'm saying? He insert it finally. We get some penetration. Some Asian penetration. We can only assume she's Japanese. So when they race us up in this mug. And all these tears are streaming down her face. And I'm thinking, what's happening here? Because you're clearly enjoying yourself. Why are you crying? Is King Kong Dingalong too big for you to handle? Too much to handle. You talk about, you never seen a woman before. Now he got you crying up in this mug. Me, you, us, got you crying up in this mug. Get the fruit out of here with that nonsense. But, you know, she pounding, she crying, she got tears streaming down her face. And, you know, she going through like a, you know, like a trooper. She taking it. She taking, oh boy, man, let me tell you. She taking this thing, she riding this thing. Well, she starts out slow. And you know, this hentai is hot, man. You know, we ain't in the overdrive yet. You know, she's just riding real slow. She just taking the walk right now. She got the horse and you know, she shifted into to first gear. All right, you know, we just edging up onto the track. All right, we edging onto the track right now. So, you know, she going up and down real slow. And you know, it starts to get hot and bothered in my room. You know, I had to step away from this episode a couple of times. That's why I got to do all six reviews separately, because I would die if I tried to watch them all. At the same time, she's just saying stuff. She's just talking. She's just talking like I've been saying. I get it's part of the fantasy, so maybe I should have been reading, but I'm not really paying attention, but you know. Oh, sorry, slapped my mic, you know, getting real excited up in here. This hentai is hot. Let me make sure I didn't mess up my recording here. I slapped the crap out of my mic. I don't even know if that came across. Let me see. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, because I shifted the mic. I don't think it's messing up the quality of the recording, but I'm going to have to double check this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Are you worried that your King Kong Ding-a-long isn't big enough? Then it's time that you took action and did what you needed to do to make sure that your woman understands that your King Kong Ding-a-long is not shrimp-sized, but Godzilla-sized. Up in this mic. Actually, I'm just making a stupid ad. I fixed my mic. Back to the show. Fruit out of it with that nonsense. All right, we back with it. You know, these technical difficulties up in this mug. Fruit out of here. So anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember what I was. Oh yeah, she's riding this man, and you know, it's getting hot and bothered up in this mug. And as she's riding, riding my pony, whatever. Anyway, so as she's, why don't I even do the stupid stuff? Anyway, so as she's doing this, you know, as she's riding, I can't really tell if she's truly enjoying herself or not. Because on the one hand, she's moaning in pleasure. And generally, sounding like she's really enjoying herself. But on the other hand, she's crying. and looking like she's being impaled by the spear of justice up in this mug. So I don't know if she's really enjoying this or not, and she's just taking it like a trooper, or if that's, you know, I'm getting mixed feelings. All right, maybe some of y'all like a woman with a pain expression on her face, I guess. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's why a lot of Japanese porn is like that, where the woman looked like she's just freaking just being destroyed by the dude, even though he got a little King Kong ding-along. Not really King Kong at all, really just plankton size. You know, she looked like she dying, like, you know, big black man got his thing up in there. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, this man, or us, you, me, we squirt all of our man juices. And all is well in the world. All right, we shoot the man juice. And I was like, well, it's baby time, because you know how it'll be cream pie, lemon pie up in this mug. So we in the next scene. And he got this girl in the doggy style position. And he started finger banging this girl like crazy. All right. He finger banging this girl like, ooh. I can only think of one analogy. Like a fat man eating hot dogs. All right. But, you know, the hot dogs are going to the hole, you know, for the fat man. You know, I got to make sure you understand the analogy. You know, a fat guy, he's more prone to eat. So, you know, he's at the buffet. And he got some hot dogs. And really, the hot dogs in this case would be the fingers. And they go into his hole, which is his mouth. But really, the analogy is just comparing fingers going to a vajayjay. So really, his hole in his mouth is the vajayjay. I hope you all understand and appreciate the fact that I decided to explain that analogy. Anyway, so he goes to work on this chick. And she goes skeet, 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 skeet all over her hand. All right. She is just a water fountain. All right. She exploded on her hand. And, you know, so it shows us that, you know, we got skills. We got skills with our mouth. We got skills with our King Kong ding-along. And we got skills with our fingers. So clearly that comment she made earlier about us not, you know, not having a woman, first time woman up close or some bull crap like that. You know, clearly that was on call for. Because we are very experienced in the bedroom. Clearly. This man knows exactly what he's doing. Now, there's a possibility. I will give her and him, I don't know, the benefit of the doubt. And that, you know, this dude watched a lot of hentai. So maybe he just learned from that. I have a feeling that maybe this man getting action on the side and ain't nobody really trying to, you know, advocate for this man. So I'm just out here just trying to make sure that, you know, he, me, you, us, and all they, you know, get the recognition they deserve for being a beast in the bed. Now she on her back. You know, we do another scene skip. Okay, he got the doggy style position, you know, finger bang, bang, bang. Finger bang, bang. You seen that episode of South Park when they go, finger bang, whatever. Now she on her back, and she like, do more dirty things to me. And my boy, us, you, me, is like, with pleasure. Even though, you know, we ain't speaking really, but we can understand that. That's exactly what we're thinking. With pleasure. Of course we're about to do more. Boy, you get the fruit out of here. With that nonsense. You know, in hentai, we got unlimited stamina. So my boy, us, me, you, We about to get it in. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a warning before I get into the next part. Now, we're going to get into, it's only a 16 episode or minute episode. But this man about to hit so many positions, man. And, ooh, let me tell you, this man about to hit so many positions that is going to make Bill Cosby proud up in this mug. He going about to hit so many positions in the next 5-6 minutes that my head was spinning in more ways than one. Here we go. So he's out hitting it from the side, right? He's not hitting that thing from the side. They say he's hitting it from the back. She got drool coming down her mouth and stuff. Our boy, me, you, they, getting in like nobody's business up in this mud. Then he grabs her arm, start powering thrusts and get that power pole going. She's screaming like a freaking demonic bald eagle up in this mud, coming up from the depths of hell. Freaking Dante's Inferno up in this mud. Suddenly we go, she hitting it from the top. Now she on top. And now we greet it, you know, as our point of view. We looking up, we see the big old mounds of titties up in this mug. I was like, oh, dang. How many positions we going to hit? We already got 3. It's only been like a minute. Then she back on the bed. And now you on top, powering forward, doing your King Kong ding-a-long thing. Until that, but for JJ, man, he's stretching that thing out like nobody's business, man. shredding this thing out like a fat man who just got back from a buffet and went to Walgreens or Walmart, and now he buying some spandex. He put it on. He stretched it out like that. Anyway, so finally we transition to him sucking the milk out of them titties lovingly. Something white's coming out of them things. I gotta make the assumption that she's lactating. And you know, we're gonna get back to that in a second. And you know, he's all slow. We're doing it all slow, and then this man, you know, start power driving them titty like Bill Cosby running from police. I'm not sure that one really works, but it don't matter. Then we back to him throwing her on her back and driving it home to Sweet Home Alabama. He drive, oh boy, man, this man, he flipping her backside, front side, backside, upside down, 90 degree angles. This man hitting the every position. Us, we hitting it from every position possible. They are really making use of this last couple, 5, 6, 7 minutes. Man, we hitting it from every position that you can possibly think of. There were no positions left undone. And you know, swear, it looked like she just getting raped. Like, that's just expression. That's the sounds coming out of her mouth. But she keeps saying stuff like, you know, keep going. Keep doing it. Keep hitting it from the back. She didn't say that, but, you know, she might as well have been saying that much. But, you know, I mean, she looked like she liking it. So, you know, just I'm going to make the assumption that she's not in too much pain. Maybe it's just the intense pleasure of it all. I don't know what it is. Why is it like that? Like in hentai and Japanese porn mug. Like, why the girl always got to look like she in pain or something, man? That's something like a lot of Japanese males get off on. Like the girl just look like she in pain and we just dominating, you know. Get the fruit out of it with that nonsense. So then in the next scene, you know, we ain't done with all these, you know, we ain't done yet. So he literally puts them big old titties into her own mouth, and she started drinking her own milk. And I got, you know, that was hot. I like that. But I have a quick question. Just you know, just hear me out, because I'm just carrying this out. You know what I'm saying? What the fruit she lactating for? Is she pregnant? Why she got milk coming out of them titties for? That don't make no kind of sense. She don't look like she's pregnant. Maybe she already got hit from the back by somebody else. Why she got milk coming out of them titties? Why is she lactating? Why is she lactating for? That make no sense. Unless she's pregnant. It don't look like it. The tags on the hentai didn't say it was pregnancy porn. So what is that? She ain't prego? Fruit out of it with that nonsense. Hey, you know what? It's so hot, it's forgivable. I'm not even complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, if it don't make any sense that she got milk coming out of her titties, and now he got, you know, we took a drink of the titty milk, and now she drinking her own titty milk. And I'm just saying, like, you know what? Why are they coming out in the first place? She ain't prego, unless this gonna come out in episode 2 through 6 that, you know, I got a baby and that's why I got milk coming out of my titties, you know. And maybe it's the first month of pregnancy. I don't know how long it take for you know, the woman to start lactating after pregnancy. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, anywho, this man, me, you, us, they, Zay. You know, he's still going to pound town up in his mug. And suddenly, it's a new scene. It's not a new scene, but it's, you know, cutting every time there's like a slight fade to black and then a quick cut. You know, we hitting it from another position. Suddenly, she's on the stomach. And he got a leg thrown over his shoulder. I'm like, whoa, man, this man, he doing every position. He got a leg thrown over his shoulder and he going to pound town up in his mug. He pounding that thing harder than a construction worker while using a jackhammer in doing work somewhere. Yeah. Then he got her on the back again and he just keep going and going. Like, he is just flipping it every couple of seconds. He's hitting another position. I'm like, man, what is up with this entire? This is insane. This is hot, man. I can see why all these people in the comment section are just loving this mug. This is, woo-wee, man. I don't know what to say. Because all I got to say is, man, this hentai got more sex position than Bill Cosby got time left in prison. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, so finally, my man, me, you, us, they, Zay, cream pies that mug. And I was like, oh, finally we can all of us can get a rest. All right, we've been hitting it from the back, hitting it from the side, hitting it upside down, hitting it, you know, upside, topsy-turvy, 90-degree angles up in here. Got an isosceles triangle position, all that mug. You know, we hitting it from every single position you could possibly think of. But then we go to another scene, and we're still paying that for JJ like nobody business. Get the fruit out of here. The man got unlimited stamina. Unlimited stamina. How you gonna cream pie and then keep hitting it immediately afterwards? This man ain't tired yet. I know I was tired watching this mug. I'm just saying, I was watching it, taking notes for the podcast, of course. Not notes for real life, but you know that was, you know, some new moves up in that mug. I learned something. But anyway, so finally this mug ends, and I feel relief for her. Okay, for myself and for her, because he wore that pussy out. You know what I'm saying? So my man, you know, us, we, they, they. Man, we ripped out her spine, man. We ripped out that spinal cord, mixed up them guts, and just left her just a crumbled bag of broken bones and meat. All right, like, we tore that thing up. We tore that vajayjay up. That thing is just an endless cavernous hole at this point. All right, we hit it. Quit it and never said we did it, because you know what, at that point, oh boy, you know, she ain't gonna be able to walk straight for a week, boy, you know what I'm saying? So at the end, she's like, oh, next time you're gonna show me some yada 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 yada. I don't give a fruit what you're saying. And the screen goes side to side, like he just shook his head no. I was like, whoa, man, you really did hit it, quit it, and said you never did it. Because she's trying to take this to the next level. Y'all just, you know, y'all smash, and she's trying to, you know, have the after, pre, or post-sex pillow talk going on. And he like, nah, you need to get out. that's the vibes I was getting. Anyway, us, me, you, they, my man's up in here. You know, he got what he wanted. He ain't interested in taking this mug any further than what it is. And she's like, oh, you're mean. Oh, I bet you showed your girlfriend. I bet I should be your girlfriend, because I guess whatever she said, I wasn't paying attention. She was talking about showing something, and she's like, yeah, I bet you would show your girlfriend. I should be your girlfriend. Like, she's volunteering herself for the job. Now, ladies, 30% of my podcast is actually made up of female listeners. Surprisingly enough, I thought it would be a sausage fest up in here. To learn that, at, you know, 30% is pretty good. Podcast is kind of vulgar, so I thought it'd be a sausage fest up in this mug. But anyway, so ladies, don't volunteer yourself to be, you know, a man's girlfriend. All right, like, it's got to be a mutual decision. You can't just volunteer. Anyway, so my man, you know, us, me, they, Zay, you, shakes his head again. Is like, and she's like, you know, we shaking it side to side because, you know, the camera is our head. And we're shaking, like, we're saying no. And she's like, oh, I knew it. You don't want me. I was like, yeah, we wanted you. And we got it. And now we done. That we hit it. And we done. We hit it and quit it. So whatever, you trying to be my girlfriend now, get the fruit out of here. Clearly, we childhood friends. So my man saying that us, me, you, they, saying that no, I don't want whatever kind of relationship you're trying to go for, tells me that he already knows she kind of crazy or something, and he don't want no prolonged relationship with this chick. So she settles, and it's like, well, fine, just let me watch the next time you have happy fun time alone in the room by yourself. You gotta let me watch. And my man finally, us, you, they, Zay, shakes our head yes. And she's like, yes, I can watch you masturbate, and then I can masturbate with you. And then it goes, and then she kisses her lips, pucker, and she comes down and kisses the camera, which is our face, and it fades to black. And I gotta say, man, that was hot. You know, that was woo. Man, I'm actually recording this in my closet, which is, you know, where my recording equipment is, and it's hot up in here, man. It might be for me screaming, but I think it might be hot for other reasons. And wow, this is probably one of the most unique and hottest hentai I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to review all 6 episodes. And what, you want to know something? I looked at the other episodes. Each episode, at least from a cursory glance, has each episode has different artwork. I'm like, wow. Y'all's going to keep taking it to another level every episode? We're not going to have the same artwork? Y'all going to keep changing it up? Wow, hentai 10 out of 10. All day, every day, baby. This is the most unique hentai I've ever seen in my dang life. And I've seen a lot of hentai at this point. I got burped. Ooh. It was nasty. I had some sushi. I just tasted that. That was gross. Anyway, ooh, man. So be on the lookout for the other 5 episodes. Get this mug right here. It's on another level. This hentai has taken it to a whole other level. We can fantasize that we are the protagonist. It's like one of those hentai games on the computer where it's like you choose a conversation and then, you know, it's getting on and popping after that. Ooh, boy. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. Look out for 5 more episodes and all that kind of stuff, other stuff. Soundtrack breakdowns, anime reviews, what grinds my gears, and some other crap that I got going on. Anyway, I'm going to need you people to do me one favor. Just a little favor. Oh, and this gets a massage and stamp approval, of course. Now, do me a favor. Just one is a little favor. One is, taste some freaking nasty fish and sushi all up in my mouth. Stay with sauce. Fruit out of here. Stay with sauce. Nasty.
Follow us awesome on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, Janet!